Yes.
Okay, thank you. The next communication is the language of the sounds. Is a bell ringing nowadays new perspectives for an intangible heritage? Is Martinez Roche?
It's already. Okay, good morning. Hi, my name is Eliseo, or Eli, it's easier. I'm going to talk about another language that is present in Occidental societies since centuries ago. I'm not going to present myself anymore, but we are going to see video. I hope it we can hear it properly.
Eliseo Martínez Roig. Soy filólogo inglés, también soy técnico de patrimonio inmaterial y sobre todo soy campanero. Soy campanero de la Catedral de Valencia, del Micalet. Ese sentimiento de saber que estás proporcionando algo a la comunidad es tremendo y es muy bueno. Es una sensación preciosa de saber que alguien te puede agradecer que estés tocando las campanas.
So, we have seen just some images on our belfry in our bell tower in Valencia, here in Spain. I'm going to say why I'm here and why bell ringing now is considered to be a communication in a heritage congress. We need to get back in time and we need to explain that bell ringing language has been present in the city of Valencia since the 13th century, and it has evolved in a very different ways, and it has become to a disappearance in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, some decades ago, because of that sense of modernity that people we used to have to just forget our traditions or our ways of expressions in names of modernity. Name of modernity and progress. But in the late 70s, there was a swift in that progress and of mechanizations on disappearance of the local chimes and the local ringings. So there were some, they were called crazy people that went up to the towers again and started ringing again. So they tried to recover that ancient ringings on the towers, on each tower, and tried to, well, it was they were trying to just set another model of bell ringers. Bell ringers in Valencia were professionals that were paid by the church or the government, and they were ringing in several towers and along all days and along all week. So we are trying to explain that we are in front of a new kind of thinking of bell ringing. Valencia is a city that is full of musics and full of sounds, and bells are another one that is really, really important during all days and all weeks and all months and all year. There are several cycles that need the bells to make the feast or just the general feelings to be expressed. So what we do now, I'm going to talk about now, we are a cultural association, and we fundament our basis on some things that, like, we follow an annual calendar of manual ringings, so we have recovered all the manual ringings. There are only 3 or 4 cathedrals, being started with the one in Valencia 30 years ago, to recover manual ringing. 3 or 4 cathedrals in whole Spain, about 100. So all of the other ones are mechanized or even silent. Their bells don't ring. So what we do is just, we ring the bells for all the major festivals in the city, for all the major celebrations, for the liturgical moments, and for city festivals, like not civil, but festivals that the city is just involved in the feast. So we do that ringings. We follow an annual calendar. And how we learn to ring the bells, we'll have lots of courses on training. We do a lot of training just to know that we are in front of a musical instrument and we need to follow some rules, because all chimes, all ringings are written down. So we need to consider them as we need to follow the. We have some scores that we have arrived to us, okay, and we need to follow that ring. So we are trying to recover the traditional ringings, but we do a lot of didactics in the same tower. We need to spread our knowledge to next generations. And one of the most effective ways is just with young people. Young people are really impressed of the big instruments, and it's easy to involve them. But we have set a lot of new methodology on this heritage, starting by a new restoration procedures. Bells are not taken care in Spain. No business in this country that works with bells has a person who has heritage concepts to apply to bells. So they are good carpenters or good people who work with metals, but they don't have any person who takes care of the heritage concepts when they are in front of a restoration. So we have set a new model of restoration, just recovering the traditional installations that they modify a new installations, they modify the sounds. So we are trying to recover the ancient installations that are those ones on the right. So that's a previous state of the same bell, and then restore in the traditional way. But we also have a very, very useful tool that is this web page, it's campaners.com, that we have the most complete inventory of bells, towers, ringings, videos, etc. of the world. And this is a work that is done by a group of 15 people, led by our master, that is an anthropologist, Dr. Llopis Bayo. And we have, this is just a capture from yesterday, we have inventor 13,657 bells, more than 1,000 videos of complete ringings from all over the world. So this is a big database of all these heritage, not only in Valencia. what methodologies we use to share our heritage. So the bells, when they come down from the tower, when they are going to be restored, we stop them sometime in the street, so people can just approach to them. They know their heritage, and they can feel close to it. And we ring also at level street, so we bring the music from the ceiling to the to the street. This is just to mention the new profile of this bell ring is we are voluntary people. We are passionate, but we are voluntary. The citizen participation is really, really important. Nowadays, this model of voluntary people, there is just this one just reason that they cannot be considered professional is that they are not paid. But it's an expanding model that is going through all the territory and most of Spain. We have been recognized this year also by Europa Nostra because of our task with this intangible heritage. And that's all.
Thank you. Thank you, Eliseo. Congratulations for your presentation and your work. I think we have no time for questions now because we are a little late now. But you can talk or speak with Eliseo now the break in the coffee. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you.